Tate. I'm here with yet another special guest. They're all special guests, actually, but this one's actually super special because I brought her in for a very specific topic. And as you know, we don't do names. We don't do any signifying things. So what I wanted to talk to you about was you have a job in advertising.
I do.
Which is something that everybody knows about or they think they know about, but they don't actually understand what advertising is, and also more importantly, what does an advertising person do? Okay.
Right.
So A, you work at a really big advertising firm. You don't have to tell us which one it is, obviously, or what products you work with.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the difference between advertising and marketing?
Well, advertising is marketing. It's just a slice of the pie. There's PR, there's all different types of marketing. Advertising is just a piece.
Which piece is it?
It's advertising. It's the piece where you are buying media to influence the mass market.
And we actually recently had a friend comment, and he said, "Oh my God, I now realize that advertising runs the world." And it does.
Oh, really?
Doesn't it?
It does. We wouldn't be watching cable TV without advertising, or at least we wouldn't be watching it for $100 a month or however much you pay.
Right. So it's like advertising, I mean, it makes the most of entertainment. If we could get some advertisers on this podcast, I could take it worldwide.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I work in account management. So if you spoke to a person that worked in a different department, they would give you something slightly different. But as an account manager, I'm, you can say, on the business side of things. And between my other account managers and myself, we call ourselves babysitters, essentially, because we're really trying to handhold the internal agency, the creatives, making sure that their needs are being met as well as the client needs. So we're the liaison between internal agency and the client. And you got to make sure everyone's happy, that you know, you're defending your agency and your creative, but at the same time making sure you have your clients' needs in mind while you're doing that.
So you talk to your clients obviously every day?
On a daily basis. My particular client that I'm working with right now is based out of Nashville, so we have to do a lot of conference calls with them. We have to heavily rely on our satellite office as well to do most of the face-to-face communications. But I have worked on an account where I did have to see the client every single day, drive down the street 10-15 minutes away, sometimes I'll be there 3 or 4 times a day for different meetings. It can get pretty chaotic either way.
Do you have like assistants who take things for you? Like, do you have assistants?
The way, yeah, an account management group is set up is typically, and, you know, generally speaking,
yeah,
everyone has, like,
general.
Everyone has, you know, different types of staffing structures, but you generally have an account group assistant or assistant account executive. Then there's account executive, which is what I am, and then an account supervisor. Some places have management supervisors after that. And then you've got directors and then, you know, all these different titles.
And how did you get to this esteemed position? Because you didn't study advertising.
I did, actually. I graduated with advertising degree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I thought.
Yeah, in communications. Like,
oh.
At my school, we had an advertising specific concentration within school of communication. Oh. So, yeah, I kind of fell into it.
Actually, a lot of people major in communications.
Right. And not every school has a great advertising program. It just so happens I went to a school that had a huge advertising program and a huge network of people that were already out there in the field.
What is the ratio of sort of like male to female? Is it a male-dominated space? Is it a female-dominated space? Like, I'm curious because...
In 2010.
We'll talk about earlier when we hit the Mad Men portion.
Right. I want to say at the upper levels, it is still predominantly men. However, I've noticed that in account management, it seems to be dominated by women. Mm-hmm. Although not at the top level, just in general, there seems to be more women in that department. Interestingly enough, my agency's president is ran by a woman, which is another reason why I was really excited to work there.
Just a little bit unique in that way.
Yeah, I think so. And I see a lot of actually senior women in my agency, so it's a good feeling for me. I think they make really good role models.
Do you guys have to dress up? Like, what is the attire?
My particular agency is extremely casual. It's very beachy. Flip-flops, jeans, unless I know a senior client is coming to visit.
Yeah.
I generally just wear jeans. And I mean, we're still, you know, respectable. It's actually very trendy and... You know, it's
gotta
I don't know how to explain it. You still can't look like shit all the time.
I mean, I have this vision of, like, advertising being, it's, like, kind of glamorous. It's kind of cool. So, like, people there are stylish and fashionable. I know you're not on the creative side, but, of course, you know the creative people. And, like, right. They're on the same office, right?
We also have to note for people who, you know, don't know this, that we're talking about West Coast and Los Angeles. In New York, it's very different. Everyone's very suited up, buttoned up. Even in the Midwest, everyone has to wear slacks. So it's very different here on the West Coast and in LA. I happen to be, I guess, really lucky to work in this great warehouse space where dogs are allowed to come to work. There's a 3-strikes-and-you're-out policy. If your dog does something bad, the office manager will come hunt you down. She is very stern.
Oh.
So... you know, that helps keeps things in orders. But it's really fun to have dogs around the office, me especially being a dog lover. Let's see. Because I know a lot of people always ask me, what are the perks day to day?
Oh, good one.
And I immediately go to food. So I'm like, okay, this is the orientation I give new people.
Okay.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's free bagels in the morning.
Okay.
Tuesday, Thursday, it's free fruit in the morning. And then every day, 3:30-ish, there's popcorn.
Every day,
unless the popcorn machine is broken.
Okay.
Or the person who makes it is out sick or something like that. And there's always meetings going on in the office, so there's always leftover food. We have something called the surf bar, and if there's leftovers, it'll just get set out in the surf bar. It's like a free-for-all. We have keggers when there's celebrations. For anything, to celebrate a big campaign win, to celebrate new business, to celebrate, you know, high-level people in the office.
There's a lot of drinking on the job.
There is, but it's like this. Like, we go to the kegger, a.k.a. we listen to, you know, a few people speak, clap, yay, have a few drinks, eat some food, and then it's 5 o'clock and we're back at our desk with our drinks working again. You know, so it's like work doesn't stop. You kind of just keep going with it.
Mm.
So it's rewarding in the sense that you get to have that break every once in a while. But it's very stressful. I think there's something to be said about people in advertising level of stress that people don't, I think, really recognize. We're not really getting paid as much as the Wall Street people, but I think the level of stress could be comparable.
I've heard that advertising is sort of an underpaid industry.
Right. And it's probably because people...
Want to get into it
and think it's Donald Draper's life. You know, you go to 3.5-hour lunches and run off with your mistress if you feel like it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Which, you know, could happen. I've heard rumors
about... Do you have a secretary?
Secretary?
Do you guys have personal secretaries?
No, I mean, there's secretaries for the executives, but we do have assistants.
Okay.
I started as an assistant, right. So you kind of just work your way up.
Is the stereotype of lots of beautiful girls who work at these agencies false, or is that correct?
People say that about my particular agency. I think it's just because there's a lot of young people, not...
Mm. not because you guys are particularly amazing.
Right.
Looking.
I think it's just, it's a young industry. And you all kind of inevitably hang out with each other, go out to happy hours together. So you can't really look like crap.
Right.
Most of the time, because you're amongst people your age. But I do wonder how the older people who are married with children do it. And I've asked a few before, like, how do you do it? You know, we're sitting here 9 o'clock at night mm-hmm. cranking out work. You know, what does your husband say? Some woman told me, half jokingly, half serious, hope they don't want a divorce. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want that. But I don't know. People say that they don't want it, but they end up doing it for a really long time. So I think there must be a reason.
Actually, I noticed that in Mad Men, one of the episodes, they couldn't have two clients in the same industry. Does that apply to a big mega corporation? Like, they couldn't have two airlines.
Right, because it's a conflict of interest. Right. So that happens in an agency, yes, all the time. But with major conglomerates, you work around that by, I guess that's how major conglomerates work around. If, like, they have a sister agency that doesn't handle a conflicting account, you know, they'll have that agency pitch that piece of business.
Right. And so what are the areas that you guys have to cover? Obviously, you have to cover, like, print and TV, radio. Like, what other areas?
Well, it really just depends on the needs of that particular account. So if we're talking about, like, fast food chain, then yes, you know, radio is needed, your regular broad audience mediums like print and television. And then digital, of course, today is extremely important. And digital is actually the area that I've been working on the last couple of years specifically. But before that, I was trained in broadcast, print, brochures. So I kind of worked my way into digital.
I've actually noticed that. You have become really particularly excellent at sort of writing emails or expressing these opinions that are like pointed, disapproving, yet also gentle and supportive.
Good. Really? You know,
well, more of the former, but with a hint. Right. With a hint. Now, is that your personality or is that the job? I mean, because obviously you have to handhold some people and say, we think this is a really good idea. I know you don't, but this is why you should.
I see. Yes, you're right. I think my job has actually forced me to have the more supportive side come out. Because generally, I just want to speak my opinion and then kind of add on the, but I think it's a great idea type thing. But yes, it is part of my job to sometimes sugarcoat things, and other times it's my job to not sugarcoat things and just be very direct and say, hey, the honest truth is this is what it's going to be like.
I kind of like that. I mean, I feel like you were already very good at being pointed and directed. But perhaps in this industry, it's also heightened those powers because it's like sometimes you just got to tell them how it is.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you're not doing anyone any favors by hiding anything.
Do you guys have to, like, woo customers? You guys aren't the ones
Well, our clients are our customers, so yes.
Okay. I mean, okay, our frame of reference and one of the reasons I brought you on is because we're both super, super into Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a show about advertising in the 50s and 60s. And, I mean, the show is amazing, A, but B, all they do is sort of sit around and drink and think about ideas. How approximate are any of those things to your life?
You know, it's somewhat accurate, just somewhat. It's interesting because I think Mad Men shows more of Donald Draper's character, right? And he's a creative. So it shows more, I think, the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it is the creative's job to kind of do whatever it is they need to do, smoke dope or play pool all day to come up with that great idea, drinking, you know, 5 martinis at lunch, whatever.
Is that what your creatives do?
My creatives are usually in front of a computer all day long trying to get things I need. Oh. But yes, they work through the weekends. They work through the evenings, sometimes all-nighters. when they're concepting for something, they can't just be sitting in front of their computer and looking at the same wall they do every day because, you know, there has to be something that inspires them. Yeah.
But in the show, in the context of the show, I mean, your job would be what, like Pete Campbell, Ken Cosgrove?
Right, which they don't make look glamorous because it's not. Account management is not a glamorous role to be in. It's the role that gets you the least amount of credit, and you're always the one to blame if something goes wrong. But I think for personalities like myself, it's very rewarding.
Because why?
Because I get to boss people around. And then take it in the ass at the same time.
You have a lot of people that you can, like the creatives, you boss them around.
In a gentle way. Yeah.
In a gentle way.
Yeah. Essentially. And sometimes they have to boss me around when they stick up for a piece of creative that sometimes you do. And I think work has brought the bitch out of me, if that's if you can believe that. Not the other way around.
I think the bitch was put in you before.
Maybe.
So in the context of the show of Mad Men, I mean, does everybody in the company watch it because it's a show about advertising, or like just some people because it's not really relevant to today's advertising world?
Are you asking why my advertising colleagues watch it?
Do they?
They do, and I think Mad Men has been the most accepted or receptive advertising shows is because there is a lot of truth to the show. Also, I think we just really appreciate the details that go into the show just like everyone else does. You know, you don't have to be in advertising to appreciate how well thought out and introspective the show is. But there is something that's really bothering me. At the beginning of this podcast, I said that advertising is paid media and that's the difference, and that is not true. I think it was true in the Mad Men days in the 50s, but it's not so much the case anymore. It could be anything. It could be a spokesperson you didn't even pay to say something about your product, and voila.
Like nowadays.
Nowadays, right. So anyhow, not to derail from Mad Men, I think Mad Men has really, how do I put this, showed some strong and weak roles of women in advertising. Mm. And I think it's the role of women in advertising is really interesting to see on Mad Men and comparing to today, because I think a lot of it still exists. You know, there's that struggle for women to gain respect still.
In the office.
In the office.
And
at home.
Well, I give my women respect all the time at home.
Like Joan, she doesn't get any respect at home, but she gets all this respect in the office.
Wait, who's your favorite character in Mad Men?
Character, male or female?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this is hard. I kind of like Roger.
Everybody likes Roger. Who would you rather make out with, Don or Roger? Who would you rather date?
Oh, I'd rather date Roger, but I'd rather make out with Don.
Interesting. I want to marry Peggy.
You do?
Do you like Peggy? I might be I'm one of the rare Peggy fans some reason.
In every episode, I change my mind. I kind of like her, and then I find her annoying. But that's what the show is intending on doing, right?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I love Peggy. Like, I want to marry her, yeah.
Did you like her new haircut?
No. I mean, I didn't find her, like, attractive in the traditional sense.
But she's very smart.
She's smart. I love her personality. I love sort of just her look, and she's, like, weirdly honest.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, she's just, like, a kind of a good
girl.
I
really respect her.
You respect her, yeah.
I really respect her. And I'm really interested to see what kind of a role she develops into.
That is true. Well, we don't know because it
won't. I wonder if she's going to find a mate because she kind of is like dominating in her work life.
Wait, so how do you feel about Joan's role? Because Joan's role is sort of using her sexiness to get ahead.
Right.
Does that happen nowadays in the advertising department?
It happens all the time, but I think it's different for Joan because she's actually proving herself. She's not just all looks, you know. There's a brain behind it. Mm. And I think every woman actually has to use that part of her.
The brain?
To get ahead.
Oh, the sexy.
I mean, you can call it sexy, but I think it is a feminine characteristic that women know they can turn on to get things that they want. Yeah.
So when you guys are at work, do you guys, like, on Monday, like, how often do you guys talk about commercials or ads?
All the time, every day.
You do?
Yeah, it's our jobs to look at the most recent, coolest, and lamest work. It's hard, especially when there's a lot of work to be done, to be fitting in research at the same time, but that's part of the job.
What are, like, some magazines or websites? What do you guys go to? What do you guys read?
Whatever you tell me to go to. I think if we're talking about advertising, then, you know, it's the trades. And it's very specific to, I think, my account, the mm-hmm. stuff I'm looking at, you know, like I'm in the auto industry, so.
So you're interested in your
particular. No, and not that I'm interested, it's just like that's what I'm exposed to, so that's what I have to heavy up on.
Hmm. I see. Good point.
But I would like to dedicate more time to just research.
You don't have time in general. You work till 9, you have Papaya Farm.
I have Papaya Farm!
You have a lot of things that you need to take care of. Yeah.
And now I'm playing Angry Birds.
What is that?
I'll show you.
Oh, God. No, it's don't show me anything. Please don't. I've wasted so many hours of my life through your advertising work. Okay, fantastic. Is there something else that you wanted to tell us about advertising? Or just Mad Men or anything? The role of women in the workplace for you?
No, we'll have to do a podcast. Yeah. Number two. Yeah. But thank you for having me and considering me to be a special guest.
Of course you are a special guest. Thank you.